Hi everyone, this is Grant at Cause Artist. Welcome to the Investing in Impact Brief. This week showcases some significant capital injections into the fields of climate technology and regenerative agriculture. For more information on these stories, check out the links in the show notes. First up, Montauk Climate, a new incubator committed to pioneering climate, infrastructure, and energy solutions, has made headlines with an $8.5 million launch. The incubator is set on assembling the finest tech minds to spur the transition to a sustainable, electrified future. Their focus is on harnessing experienced talent to turn innovative technologies into scalable companies. In the agriculture sector, the Rockefeller Foundation joins Mad Capital's Perennial Fund 2 with a focus on expanding regenerative organic farming. They've invested $50 million to support American farmers aiming for both ecological and financial strength. With less than 1% of U.S. farmland certified organic, access to capital stands as a formidable barrier. Funds like Perennial Fund 2 are integral to meeting the spike in consumer demand for regenerative organic products. Since its advent in 2019, Mad Capital has committed over $25 million to 30 farmers, supporting more than 10,500 acres transition to organic. In other developments within the climate technology sector, Silence, an innovative venture capital firm specializing in climate technology, has unveiled its strategy to support environmental initiatives. Their investment fund, totaling $35 million, oversees a diverse portfolio encompassing virtual power plants and circular economy marketplaces. Moving to Asia, where Fullerton Fund Management has attracted $100 million in their quest to accelerate decarbonization across emerging markets. The fund explicitly targets investments in companies that are not only committed to, but are also actively lowering their carbon footprint. This initiative represents a concrete effort in aligning financial growth with environmental responsibility, an essential consideration in today's impact investment landscape. Engaging primarily with Asian companies, the Fullerton Carbon Action Fund has a unique strategy. It concentrates on a specific niche in the market that has so far been underserved: businesses with high carbon emissions that are on a clear trajectory towards reducing their environmental impact. It's about fueling the transition of these companies and, effectively, the industry at large. Finally, we arrive in Brussels, where World Fund has grown to 300 million euros. This venture capital firm is dedicated to supporting startups that develop technologies to combat climate change. Even with economic turmoil affecting private equity, major players like BPI France and PwC Germany have invested in World Fund, signaling a strong conviction in the dual potential of profitable investments and environmental benefits. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, stay humble and stay creative.